If I'm speaking at this tempo the entire time, the entire book, the entire time that you are listening to me speaking, it could be almost as though I've got a metronome going. Well, if suddenly I slow down and I tell you something important, what's just happened? The listener has just been cued unconsciously without me getting caught. Oh, this must be important. Therefore, I will listen. I will pay more attention. So I know that is the case for, you know, the marquee items that an author wants me to talk about, wants me to convey. But what about others? I use it for character. You know, if you've got three brothers, three sisters, okay, well, maybe the two of them are easy. One of them is the, you know, mom's favorite. And the youngest one is the one who never got, you know, the approval she needed. What about that middle one? Maybe she's a know-it-all. Maybe he's a know-it-all. I'll go slower on that character. Because you want to make a character sound separate than everybody else? It's like, I don't see what your problem is. Yeah, well, you never do because you've always been mom's favorite. Mom never tells you when you do something wrong. She always thinks it's me. I don't know what either one of you two are talking about. I think both of you have issues. I think both of you need to go talk to mom. Just from the tempo, just from the speed, just from pausing, those three characters are going to sound separate. Two of them are being done emotionally. The third one is just a trick. I will pause. I will slow down on characters to make them sound. Look, if they're written to be kind of laconic, you know, guy sitting around at a Cracker Barrel at a, you know, on the front porch of a, you know, like an old Lum and Abner story, a guy sitting around on the front porch of his house, and maybe it's, you know, Andy from Mayberry or whatever, just chatting with Floyd. He's talking nice and slow. You know, that's character. All of it. They are all tools that we can use to differentiate what we do and the characters and the stories that we tell.
Good. Do you ever use tempo as a means to separate characters and pause at the same time?
Oh, totally. I think, you know, doing them both in tandem. Yeah, you know, change the tempo and pause. I mean, it's peanut butter and jelly. They go together, you know, hand in hand, hand in glove.